Steadily, the river continued to rise. Soon the water was up to their knees and pulling on their legs and pulling at the raft. It was becoming harder and harder to stand.
"We're going to have to make a decision,"
said Jay.
"We can't stand here much longer, or we'll be swept away. We need to leave the raft and try and follow Ethan, or ride the raft downriver."
"Following Ethan is too dangerous without ropes,"
said Alex.
"The gorge without a guide is just as dangerous,"
said Tom.
"But this whole fin thing is an island. If we let the raft go, we won't be able to get off it."
"We need to stick together,"
said Jay.
"The raft is our best hope."
"I'm staying with the raft,"
said Ben.
"Yeah,"
said Tom.
"Me too,"
said Alex.
"We should go. Jay, you're the guide now."
"Well, I'll do my best,"
said Jay nervously. They paddled in silence. All they could think about was what was happening on the other side of the fin and what waited for them further down. A few minutes later, ahead of them, they could see where the two sides of the river joined again.
"Maybe we'll be able to see something from there and find out what's happened to the others,"
said Alex.
"Maybe we won't want to,"
said Tom. The camera moved in close to the newsreader's face.
"And this just in,"
he said.
"There has been a large emergency release of water from the Henderson Dam. Dam management is asking all river users to avoid the Green River Gorge. The river is expected to continue rising overnight, making the gorge extremely dangerous." A spokesperson for the Whitewater Rafting Company said they are urgently trying to contact two of their guides, who are out on the river with clients. "There are growing concerns for the safety of the two men and the eight boys, believed to be Parkdale High School students, who are with them."
On the fin, Ethan climbed carefully over the sharp point at the top. One slip would be fatal. He took a deep breath and then looked down towards Shadow Falls. He saw four very scared boys and Matt holding on to the large rock just above the falls as the water slowly rose around them. The raft was gone! Matt had managed to crash land them on the rock before they got swept over the falls.
"Matt, you're a champ,"
Ethan thought.
"Hold on! Help is coming!"
he shouted down at them. He pulled out the radio. The white water rafting base was calling.
"This is an urgent message. All guides, please avoid the Green River Gorge. The situation is extremely dangerous. I repeat, all guides are to avoid the Green River Gorge."
"You're too late!"
shouted Ethan.
"We're at Shadow Falls! Send a helicopter now!"
There was nowhere to stop where the river joined. The boys paddled against the strong current. On their left, they could just see the start of the huge waterfall.
"Look! What's that?"
shouted Tom. There was something orange moving down towards them, low in the water. The boys watched in shock as an empty, torn raft floated by, slowly sinking. Soon they were swept around the corner and out of sight of the waterfall.
"We have to get out of the gorge before dark,"
said Jay, pointing at the sky. The rapids were huge now, with giant black rocks and roaring waves of white water. At one point, Jay lost his balance at the back of the raft and tipped over backwards into the water. Ben managed to grab his foot as it kicked up, and the boys quickly pulled him back in.
Breaking news just in,
said the TV newsreader.
Four boys and two river guides have been rescued from a rock just above Shadow Falls in Green River Gorge shortly before dark. The rescue was extremely difficult. Serious fears are held for the safety of four other boys as the river continues to rise. The search is stopping overnight and will begin again in the morning. The four missing boys have been named as Jay Grady, Alex Kramer, Ben Wade, and Tom Rivera. We're following this story live. Let's cross to our correspondent at the Whitewater Rafting Base.